शबरी गुमखान करने जाए तो
देखो भक्ति करो अगे
कोई तो क्या प्रति होता जया आत्मा सुख प्रति सुप्रीम ऑक्यूपेशन कर्म फॉर ऑल ह्यूमैनिटी इज दैट By this, men can attain to loving devotional service and to the transcendental law. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy this. I am telling devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord, not for my satisfaction, but rendering devotional service to the Lord, the self is automatically satisfied. If I make a motive that I shall render service to the Lord so that I will be very much satisfied. No. That becomes motivated. That I will be satisfied. That is the first concept. There should be no motive at all. I may be satisfied, not that. That is not my business. But still, I will have to serve the Lord. That is the teaching of Lord Buddha. आश्री सवा पादरता सुनस्मा परमाहता कबु आइदर यू एम्ब्रेस और ग्रैंप मी नाउ और परमाहता कर दुआ मेक मी ब्रोकन हार्टेड अदर सना एवरी डिवोटी एस्पायर टू सी द लॉर्ड दैट इज बेटर बट Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it doesn't matter whether I see Krishna or not. It doesn't matter. He may not be present before me for millions of years and make me broken heart. If I attract to see Krishna, if Krishna does not come, naturally I become sorry. Broken hearted. But even one is broken hearted, still he should not stop doing it. Not that I have served Krishna for so many days or so many years and Krishna did not come. So what is he doing? No, not that. One should be confident. Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's class friend and devotee. So, he has attained me many Gyani, Kunmi, Yogi, going everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very much displeased. Just to show example. That we should not be hodgepodge. This is also good, this is also good, everything is same. No. This is hodgepodge. One must be fixed up in devotion. That is one. So, when Mukunda was going here and there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name Khorghatiya Bhatta. So, he stopped him that he should not come before. Stop. So, nobody can induce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very soft, Pushmadati, softer than the flower, but harder than the thunder. When he used to be very hard, then he becomes thunderful. Nobody can induce him. But naturally, he is a soft heart. So, Mukunda was standing outside in MBBS meeting, and he was asking other devotees, so, I'll not be able to see Lord Chaitanya anymore. So they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had forbidden Mukunda to come before you, but he's asking only if there is any opportunity in the future to see you. Chaitanya says, yes, after 300 million times. So, the devotees inform Mukunda. Chaitanya who said that after 300 million times, he is able to see. He began to jump. Oh, that's right. Asaranda samutkantha namagane sadarishi. This is the sign of pure advanced truth. He's never disappointed. Oh, he's so clean. There's no more. My Lord is there. My need is to serve. That's all. Whether I shall be benefited, whether my senses will be satisfied, gratified, these are conditions. These are not pure devotees. Don't make any conditions. Unconditioned. That is, annavilasita sunnam. Without any motive, without any condition, or any love Krishna. That is first class. Sabhi bhutam paroma. Parana. Parami. Inferior. And parami is suti. True energy of Krishna. Para and upper, inferior and deep. So, Paradharma means superior. The occupational duty in superior energy. Mahatmanasam mang patha goivi prakriti maasu. Goivi prakriti. Mahatma, one who is broad-minded or greater soul, they are under the control of goivi prakriti. Goivi prakriti maasu. And what is the symptom? Bhajanti ananda madhu. They have no other motive than to render service. This is the symptom of Maha. No motive, no gain, no exchange. Simply to serve the Lord. Panna vilasita sunyam. Any kind of desire. Even liberation. No. But if one is pure devotee, liberation will be at his door. What he has got to ask for liberation is already liberation. He hasn't got what for you, what is it? This is splendid, William Mongol Thakur. Mukti Mukulitanjali is devotee at Ma. If one is pure devotee, then liberty has, yes, liberation. Is standing before the devotee with holiness. My dear friend, what can I do for you? That is Mukti Mukulitanjali devotee at Ma. Dharmasa kama moksha samaya pratiksha. And people are very much busy for religiosity, karma, artha, economic development, kama, self gratification. And karma, artha, kama, and moksha, duality. People are generally human society. There must be a religious system. And they take to religious, generally, people take to religious system for some material gain. Yes. Astro Akhati, Vigyasu Gaini, those are distressed, those are in need of money. They go to temple, I say the Lord. They are also pious. Sukriti, they are pious. So, but that is not pure devotion. Pure devotion is described here. That, Sabai Pumkhan Paroda. That is first class. Yato bhakti radhukti. You can adopt any means. There are different kinds of religious system all over the world. You can become Hindu, you can become Muslim, you can become Christian, you can become something else. But the truth is, how much you have learned to love God. I'm Hindu, I have got such a big touch and so much philop, and I take bath daily in the Yamuna Ganges. I am strictly vegetarian and so on, so on, so on. But the result, I'm simply attached to my family. Really? More like those Muslims. I'm doing all things, but my center of gravity is my health. Jihamedi. Janamai thunadi jihamedi sukham nitisham. Jihamedi. Those who are attached only to the home life. Their happiness is sex. In order to protect that sense in them, they take to dharma, artha, kama, moksha, everything, whatever you call. But this thing must be done. That's why when I presented this my easy journey to other place. So one scientist friend, not that he was a private. So he read this book and he said, so he cannot come back again. Just like they are going to the moon planet and they must come back again. They are not. They go very high. The Russians, by this footnote, and they see from us where is Moses. This was public paper. Actually, his attachment is Moscow. Similarly, generally, people, they show religiosity so that they may get some money, economic development, and by money they can satisfy their senses. And when that happens, in satisfying their senses, they want to merge into the existence of. This is dharma of the karma. When he is dissatisfied with sense gratification, karma, dharma of the karma, then he says, this is all false, now I can merge into the body of Krishna or the past. But they do not know that this type of desire, that I shall merge into the existence of God, that is also karma, because he is desiring for it. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Mukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Asa. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atai Sankhya. Mukti means karmi. They want sense gratification. Whatever they do, the center is Janamai Sunadi Grihame Vishwam. Therefore, their bhuktikas, hopes, material interests. This is called karmi. They perform big, big sacrifices. But the goal is, how I shall be elevated to the heavenly planet, Sarvalok. I shall enjoy the Urvasis, nice woman, and the Nandan Kanan. Nice guidance. Actually, in heart planted system, the standard of living is very, very hard. Hundreds and thousands of times better than this planet. Living a duration. Duration of life is very great. So, the bhukti, their bhukti comes. Very common. And when they are unable to satisfy the senses by this material enjoyment, they are mukti comes. That is also calm. Why? The Buddha philosophy. Mukti. Mukti also not why. The same thing in a different way. Merge into the presence of Brahma and stop my individuality. That is also violence, zero. I make myself zero. This is another explanation of Nibbana, voiding, finish everything. You are suffering from fever. All right, I cut your throat. So your fever is gone, you also gone. Finish. This is called Sundavas, make everything zero. Why you are suffering from fever? The best means is to cut your throat and happy. So bhukti mukti, that is also desire. Bhukti mukti and siddhi. Siddhi kami, yogi, astanga yoga, and astra siddhi. Anima Lagima Rapti Siddhi Vishita Mushita like that. Anima Anu. You can become very small. Not these yogis, actually those who are in perfection of yoga, they can become like that. Smaller than the smaller. So Anima Lagima. You can become lighter than the lightest, you can fly in the air. They go by touching the beam of the sun, moon, they can go. They are trying to go to the moon planet by artificial material, material means. But those who are yogis, they can catch up the dream of the more terrible. That is called.
He can become very big. Mahima,
just what is his hand. That he means has seen the big body. So that one leg here, one leg there, it has jumped. That is called Mahima Siddhi. Prapti, he can get anything he likes at any time. Prapti, Siddhi, so many things. Sometimes they do not like the devotees because the devotees, they cannot show this magic. They do not like that within 4 years, 5 years, the whole world should be chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is not magic. But if you can jump over a river, that is it. That is it. The other kinds of magic, they have no eyes to see. So, the yoga siddhi is magic. But remote can show better magic. But they do not bother their time for yoga practice. That is all. Because he is under the care of the supreme magician, Krishna. So if there is need of magic, Krishna is so. Why is he God? A small child is dependent on his father. Father is rich man. So he says to his father, "Father, I want this." That is very costly. So he doesn't require to get the money. The father is there, he'll get the money. All right, take it. So that is the facility for the devotees. The devotee is under the care of the Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Hari. If you can catch up the hand of Yogeshwara Hari, then you can show wonderful magic, which no magician, no yogi can display. That is the position of the Lord. They do not care for practicing yoga to show some magical peace. Neither they require it, neither they want it. Because devotee's position is asisama pradratam kinasama marmahatam karutam. Whatever is that, then. He has no desire. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, bhukti mukti siddhi kani sapuri athanta. Athanta means that they can get peace. They have to work for it. The karmis, they have to work for it. The jnanis, they have to cultivate for that. The yogis, they have to practice. But bhakta has nothing to do. They are ready for class. Without doing anything, we are so mad. This is the first one. Somebody can suffer over. That is first class. Kato bhakti lada. If you have one unflinching faith in the Supreme, adhokhada means beyond the perception of the senses. Adhokhada. Adhokhada, akhaja, jnanam yatra. Our knowledge, our activities, they are sensual. I can jump, but jumping requires two legs. Sense organs. So, adhokhaja means you cannot realize the supreme by a sensual action. That's not what. That's what his name is also. Adhakrita akhadam jnanam yashita. So one has to become, if one becomes a devotee, for he to be up to his task, that devotional service can never be checked. It is not conditional. If I am very learned, then I can read Vedanta philosophy, then I can understand what is the absolute truth. So that is checked. If I am not very nice Sanskrit scholar, then I cannot become a Vedanti. That is conditional. But bhakti is not conditional. Not that because you are not a Vedanti, not that because you are a very not rich man. Not that. Bhakti is unconditional. Ahisa. Aprutihata. There, respect. Class of men, they say, first of all, let us enjoy this world. Then we shall think of bhakti, God, let us. That is his dinner, probably they say like that. But no, bhakti is not that condition, that you finish your business of self-gratification, then you become bhakti. No. Become bhakti immediately. Immediately. Kaumaro asaret prattva sarman bhagavatam. If one is intelligent, he should begin devotional service immediately. As soon as he gets the information that devotional service is the perfect type of religion, he should take immediately. Without waiting. Ahitatiya prasidhata. It is not that I am conditioned by so many things, I cannot take to bhakti this now. No. Ahitatiya prasidhata. Aprasidhata. Without any check. Without any hindrance, he cannot know. And another place, of course, we shall come to that. Pāsudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayadita. Janati asu vairāgya. It is not that vairāgya. Because human life is meant for vairāgya and jnana. Vairāgya. We are attached to this material world. So, perfection of life is how to become detached from this material. That is called vairagya. For vairagya, the process of renunciation and sannyas is advised according to the Vedic system. First of all, he is trained up as a brahmachari that he know the relationship. Perfect education, then he allows to become a grihastha. Then he is to accept vanaprastha, then accept renunciation. This is gradual step. The real purpose is renunciation. Give up your attachment for this material world, because that is my bondage. So long I shall try to enjoy maybe a fractional percentage, still I will have to accept this material body. It may be a small ant's body. But because the desire is that I shall eat one grain of sugar, he has to take it for me. Therefore, one should be Pandavilasita Sundam, completely no desire for material enjoyment. Then we can enter. Vandamilasitasandam jnana karmadanastam. Jnana. Jnana has been specially mentioned because the jnani, they are contaminated by the desire of merging into the existence of Guru. Therefore, one should give up this desire. For me, they are for sense gratification. Jnani are merging into the existence. Jnana parmadanapra. Anukullena krishnanusilanam. Anukullena. Anukul means favorable. What Krishna wants is that. Service means that. Service does not mean I want something and you give me something. No, that's not. Service means what I want you must give. That is that. If I say, please give me a glass of water, and if you bring a glass of milk, you can say that milk is better than water. No, that is not that. I want water now. You must give me water. That is that. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj did not approve the party, they are called Gauranga Nāgari. They accept Caitanya Mahāprabhu as Krishna. Caitanya Mahāprabhu is Krishna. But they suppose him, Krishna is enjoying with Gopi. No, that's from Gauranga Nāgari. No. Krishna has appeared now as devotee. So you must help him. How he can become a best devotee? Not that pose him into Krishna. When Caitanya Mahaprabhu came in Vrindavan, so many people called him, you are Krishna, you are Krishna, you are doing this. Don't say that, don't say that. So, one future generation would like to become Krishna's avatar, so called. So these are siddhantas that one should be simply serving, engaged in the service of the Lord, favoring, not unfavoring, what he wants. So in this age, not only in this age, in all the ages, Krishna wants that all these living entities who have come here to enjoy material happiness, they should be given the information that this is not a very nice plan for the living entities to enjoy material enjoyment. The best plan is to surrender to Krishna. Sattva dhammān paritrajyamānekam saranam vat. That will say, this is the necessity for all the areas, especially in these areas. Therefore, if you can educate people to surrender and to Krishna, that is the best thing. That is the best thing. Anukullena, because Krishna wants it. Krishna wants it personally, he says, Sarva-dharmam paritrajyamametam saranam. And he comes again as devotee, as Lord Caitanya. He is teaching how to serve Krishna. Krishna is teaching how to serve Krishna. So both of them are asking. Caitanya Mahaprabhu is also asking. Amar Agdai Guru Hai Yatarayate Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadhi. Krishna says, this is my upadesh, this is my instruction, you surrender unto me. And Caitanya Mahaprabhu says, you surrender unto Krishna. So if we follow both the Krishna, that is the best thing. You simply go, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Simply preach. This Bhagavad Gita and instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsense commentary. ભગવદ્ ગીતા છે સર્વધર્માન પરિત્યજ્ય મામેકં શરણં વ્રજ કેવું છે કે ગીવ અપ ઓલ નોનસેન્સ એન્ગેજમેન્ટ ઇઝ સિમ્પલી સરેન્ડર દેટ ઇઝ ઇટ બેસ્ટ આઈડિયા એન્ડ નોબડી કેન ચેક ઇટ અહિતુકિયા પ્રતિયતા યંગ નોટિઝા યોર બિઝનેસ ઇઝ ટુ સર્વ કૃષ્ણ એન્ડ કૃષ્ણ સેઝ દેટ યુ ડૂ ધીસ સો યુ ડૂ ઇટ What is the difficulty? It's not a difficulty. The business is very simple. My dear sir, you become Krishna conscious. So, very good teacher. It doesn't require much education. Simply, if you go stand, other things will come automatically. If you sincerely serve in Krishna, if you simply say these very things, my dear sir, you are a very nice man. That is the instruction given by Purana and the Saraswati.
Question, please give up all nonsense in the Christian era. There is no test. Nobody can test. If you go to somebody and you say, where is the guy? Surrender unto him. So, you haven't asked him. You are not really
You may take it or not take it. But your business is Krishna will recover. It is not that he will be successful as you. Because it is demoniac age. But the more you become yourself sincere, you will be successful. Because Krishna will see that you are successful. Your business is to become a sincere devotee of Krishna and without any expecting or any success or failure to do your duty and you will see, Krishna will see that you are successful. That is Krishna concept. Oh, you should be a pratiya. And you will feel satisfied. That is Master Pratiya. As soon as you see, I have done something for Krishna. Devotee does not feel it. But, when he sees that another man has become devoted, he becomes very satisfied. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. One night, it is expressed in two lines in the Bhagavad-gita. Tavai kumbhikam karo dhamma jato jato khasir avita ki apsita jyatma apsita
In this statement, Sisuta Goswami answers the first question of the sages of Vaimisharanya. The sages ask him to summarize the whole range of revealed scriptures and present the most essential part so that fallen people or the people in general might easily take it up. The Vedas prescribe two different types of occupation for the human being. One is called the Pravritti Marga, or the path of sense enjoyment, and the other is called the Nivritti Marga.
So, both things are there, Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Because all the living entities who have come in this material world with a Pravritti, with an intense and intention to enjoy this material world. Therefore, they are regulated. All that. You want this material enjoyment. Material enjoyment means eating, sleeping, mating, everything. That is material enjoyment. Eating, first class eating, first class sleeping, first class sexual intercourse, and first class defense. So, basic enjoyment is all that. You want sex life? Yes, sir. But this Patra Dastami. All right, you get your sex life by marriage, not by cats and dogs. This is called Pravishtima. He has got the intention, but he is being regulated so that one day he will become Nivishtima. There are two ways, Nivishtimarga and Pravishtimarga. Pravishtimarga means he has got intention, desire for material enjoyment. So he is regulated. Do like so that he may come to the point of Nivitta. Nivitta is to Mahapala. Pravitsireshan Bhutana. Everyone has got his desire. That is Pravitsi. But when he stops his Pravitsi, that is his great essence. Not that he increase when he stops. But that is great essence. So they Vedas. Why one should fall? That's why Veda says you marry. That people will argue, what is the difference of sex life, marrying and not marrying? Why is Veda? No, they do not know the purpose of Veda. The purpose of Veda is to graduate, to bring him to the point of Nivitti. Nivitti he has to make, unless he has got a slight desire for material desire. Enjoyment. He will have to accept another cause. Therefore, nivitti is equal. But one cannot come to the point of nivitti all of a sudden. Therefore, Vedic intention is gradually bringing him to the nivitti. Yes?
The path of enjoyment is inferior, but the path of sacrifice for the Supreme Cause is superior. The material existence of the living being is a diseased condition of actual life.
This Pravritti Marga is a diseased condition. Diseased condition means you have to remain. It's like if you are suffering from fever, doctor has prescribed you that don't take any solid food. But if you take, it will increase your fever. That's all. If you have come here for sex life, if you increase your sex life, then you will be bound up by the material laws, again accept. If you want to increase your sex life, nature will give you facility, all right, you become a hog. You can have sex life without any discrimination. The hog has no discrimination, mother, sister. So nature will give you that facility. If you want sex life, all right. Okay? Without any hindrance. Take it. Therefore, the sadhan bhajan means to come to the point of me. Vidyahar, viharatadi, vidito. This Goswami, the conquered word, Nidra, Ahar. Nidra means sleeping, Ahar means eating, and Bihar means sex. Nidra, Ahar, Bihar, Akadi, Jito. They have to conquer. The more you conquer over this thing, the more you are at home. Because you have to make it miss. Start again. Then you are eligible to go back to home, back to God. Therefore, we train our students, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating. The nivittima. All right. Happy.